With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. We've been lucky this season, but Michigan winters are usually known for long days with no sunshine. For some people, that can trigger seasonal depression. Western Michigan University has been moving to more energy-efficient light bulbs. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, the university hopes the lights might have the added bonus of boosting the moods of students and staff.
They're only a 25-watt light, but then they shine really bright. They have a white light emulating the sun.
That's Sherrisine Sutton. She's one of the people helping to install the new lights.
To help you feel more happier, you know, when the sun shines, and like summertime.
Sutton says when many students come to class in the morning, it's still dark outside. The university wants the hallways to be inviting.
And those dark carpets just kind of suck the light out of the room. So we start installing the brighter lights where it give you, you know, a better welcome into the building.
Stephen McCumber is a supervisor in facilities management at WMU. It was his idea, or at least moving to the more energy efficient lights was his idea. McCumber says these new bulbs are cheaper, use less energy, and last twice as long as the old ones. They also have twice as much lux, or light output in an area, something that people with seasonal depression need.
Initially, we wanted to change these only in corridors, public spaces, restrooms, and so forth. It wasn't long after we started the change out that occupants of office spaces asked us if we could change their lights as well to this new color.
But McCumber says they've put very few lights in offices so far. Mark St. Martin is an associate professor in Western's Holistic Health and Wellness Program and a licensed psychologist. He says in the winter, it can seem like everyone has seasonal affective disorder. People are feeling sluggish and gloomy. But St. Martin says only about 5% of the population in the U.S. have a diagnosable case.
You're not doing the things that you love. It's too cold to go out and do some of the things, and so it could be these other pieces. So that's where the 5% probably comes in versus what you're hearing from a majority of people of, oh, winter.
But for those who do have seasonal affective disorder, St. Martin says it's a serious condition, just like depression any other time of the year. To feel better, he says some people with seasonal affective disorder use something called a light box.
And so for those individuals, that lack of light really has an effect on the chemicals in their brain, which leads to symptoms of depression. I mean, it's like a subset of major depression. And so the light box is meant to provide them with that spectrum of light.
St. Martin says that psychologists usually recommend sitting close to the light box for about half an hour every day. He says many light boxes put out at least 10,000 lux.
There are lights that are below that, and they can go down to about 2,500 lux. And that just means, though, the individual is going to need more exposure to that light over a longer period of time then. And of course, if it's farther away, that again increases the amount of exposure needed to get those benefits as well. I mean, when we're thinking about lux, you know, in the summertime, the sun is putting out about 100,000 lux.
But the lights the university put in are only 700 lux. So will lights in the ceiling help depress students in the hallways? St. Martin thinks not.
Being that far away, you're going to need a lot more, and it needs to be day after day. And so if these lights are not everywhere, then, yeah, it's sort of the likelihood of it having a significant impact on seasonal affective disorders probably on the lower end.
But what about a Western employee sitting under the lights for, say, 6 to 8 hours a day? St. Martin says maybe. But even then, he says, it's best to use more than one type of treatment for seasonal depression. Often light therapy is more effective when combined with things like talk therapy, medication, or even an exercise regimen. As far as Western's lights are concerned, St. Martin says, keep your expectations realistic.
If individuals are suffering from symptoms of seasonal affective disorder or have diagnosable seasonal affective disorder, to seek help and not think that lights in a building are going to be the difference makers.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.